Hey guys, it's your girl Mo Diggs. Thanks so much for tuning into another A Convo with Mo episode. And today I am here by myself. It's a solo episode. I wanted to tap back into you guys, but I wanted to tap in by myself, okay? So that you guys know I'm still here and I'm still alive. I'm still working. Just, you know, it is a new season in my life and I wanted to make sure that I was in a place where I'm consistently able to bring you guys content, okay? Today's a pretty gloomy day. Yesterday, we found out that none of the officers that were involved in the death of Breonna Taylor are being charged with the death of Breonna Taylor. In fact, the only officer that's being charged at all is being charged with endangering human beings that were around the vicinity, not anyone that was actually harmed. It's pretty devastating. And I just have to say that I'm upset, but I'm not shocked or I'm not surprised. America has made it very obvious that Black lives are just not important. Black lives really don't matter. And it's pretty devastating. I'm almost tired of being outraged. Like, it's almost like, it feels like it's insulting. Like I don't even know how to explain my frustration. I'm like out of emotion. Like, I'm frustrated, but I'm just like, are you guys doing this to taunt us almost? That's kind of how I feel. And so all I'm doing and all I know that I can do is vote. You know what I'm saying? Go out and vote. And of course, prayer. I've been spending a lot of time praying and meditating and really just like talking to God and trying to get clarity on everything that I'm doing. And I really encourage you guys to, there's a lot going on, guys. Like, it's a scary time. And I'm even scared for the people that don't have the Holy Spirit, the people that don't have Christ. And if you don't, you know, I really recommend it. Like, Jesus is like amazing. But honestly, like in this season of just like, to be honest, chaos in the world, I've really just found myself like trying to find solace. Is it solace or solas? Solace. We're gonna say solace right now. Or solace. Solace. Let's say solace. Hey, y'all DM me how you supposed to say it. I've been really finding solace in just prayer, y'all, and meditating and knowing that, okay, my soul is right with Jesus, okay? And if tomorrow is the end, because we're like, so many people around us are dying. You know, and it's so, this is such a gloomy episode, but we're gonna bring some light to it. But I just have to get this out. Like, so many people are dying around us, and how blessed are we that we are able to still be here? You know, like, how blessed are we that we're able to wake up another day? How blessed are we that we're able to, you know, plan for the future? You know what I mean? And so, just been spending time praying and like just meditating and being grateful in a continued state of gratefulness. Praying for the families of people who have been affected by COVID, affected by police. Child, defund the police. Oh my goodness. I just feel like, and I just saw something on Twitter about a 13-year-old, a white boy who was killed by the police officers who was autistic. And it's just like, I'm like, white people, hello, all lives matter people, where y'all at? This is for y'all. This is y'all. Now y'all need to be rioting. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to be doing all lives matter in the streets, picket, burning places down, because they're like, defund the police. But, yeah, like, just, y'all, oh my gosh. But anyways, once again, be prayerful, be watchful, okay? Because the devil is around lurking, seeking who he may devour, okay? I also wanted to touch on, you know, the passing of Chadwick Boseman. Jeez Louise, guys, like, I wanted to get, we had recorded an episode that week and I wanted to get on the episode like, and prior to say something, but I just felt like, you know what, like, I actually need time to grieve. Yeah, like, so devastating, such a loss to, you know, Black arts, Black theater, Black acting, you know, and I just, people were, you know, like, yeah, you know, like, there are a couple of things about Chadwick Boseman that I found interesting, and his death. I found it interesting that, you know, like, one, he was able to fight through, you know, having the sickness, He passed away, I think it was from colon cancer, having this sickness for three to four years, I think it was a couple years, and acting and fighting through and doing these big, humongous films. And it made me feel like, what am I doing? I'm healthy right now. I am a healthy young adult. Like, I need to get on my ish. And I need to go to the doctor, get a physical, and make sure I'm healthy, you know? And then also, I found it interesting that he had to, one, hide his sickness because, like, one, you're not really getting paid in the arts if you're Black. Two, you're definitely not getting paid in the arts if you're Black and sick. So it's just like, you're not going to get gigs. And I found that kind of frustrating because just for, like, our brothers and sisters with, like, illnesses or disabilities, it's like, dang, like, why do they have to hide these things? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why does it, it's just frustrating. But if he wanted to hide it because he just didn't want it to be public knowledge and, you know, then I'm very happy that his team and his camp was able to, you know, really hide that for him and hold him down. Like, make sure you got a squad around you, okay? That is going to hold you down, okay? A squad around you that is going to, you know what I'm saying? Keep your secrets, keep it tight, keep it right. Because, dang, like, no leaks, no nothing. Like, people speculated he was losing it for a role, but, like, geez Louise. So, prayers out to his family. Prayers out to Breonna Taylor's family. The last thing that I want to talk about, and this, we just going to chat a little bit, okay? This is going to be girl chat, okay? Was just, I saw that, I think this is recently, there's a lot of talk, and you know what? There's a lot of talk about these rapper baby mamas and, you know, them getting these gifts, and everyone's like, oh, why is everybody looking up to rappers baby mamas and da 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 da, and like, there's so many people that we could be looking up to, like Ruth and the Bible. I mean, you know, just things like that. And, I sat there for a second and I said, first of all, why are we hating on these rapper baby mamas, y'all? We don't need to be hating on these rapper baby mamas, okay? What we got going on is what we got going on. What they got going on is what they got going on. If that's not what you got aligned with you, then you worry about you, okay? Like, if these, you know, if these are who people want to look up to, be the change that you want to see. Let's not, you know, be casting stones and doing da-da-da-da. It's like, if you don't feel like they're good role models, it's not for you to be discussing why you think that they're not good role models. Be the good role model that you want to see and build that influence, that, you know what I'm saying, where you can influence young Black women and things like that. Yeah, I've just been seeing a lot of slander on the TL, and it's just like, you know what, like, people are going to live their lives, people are going to do what they're going to do, but what are you doing? What does your life look like? How are you making a change? How, because the reality is, if it's you and the, you know, these Instagram girls and these Instagram baddies, you know, the reality is somebody's looking at them being carefree and living their life and doing whatever, you know, it's just perception. Not, I don't know what's really going on in these people's lives. And then they're seeing you talk about them. So it's like, why would I look up to you when you're gossiping and, but, and they're, you know, not even necessarily gossip, but you criticizing and you gossiping and you doing all this. And these Instagram baddies is going on trips. You know what I'm saying? So let's stop with the criticizing, okay? And let's live the life that we want to live, and let's be the change that we want to be, and let's influence the way that we want to influence. You know what I'm saying? If you want to give out the gospel and really get these girls into the goodness of God, let's be that light. Let's show the goodness of God in his full glory, okay? And not be hating on what's going on over there. We not hating on what's going on over there. That ain't got nothing to do with us. I thought that was kind of funny because there's a lot of displays of Birkins and this and that, and it's just like everybody has critiques. It's just like, nah, let's, you know what I'm saying? I got my little H&M bag, I got my little Fashion Nova bag, okay, and I'm lit over here, okay, and they doing what they doing over there, okay. But that's it for this episode. I do want to make sure that I let you guys know, I need y'all to go vote. I need y'all to go to them polls, okay? Like, please, please, please. Because we cannot have redacted win another year. Please, like another 4 years? Ooh, child, I don't know if I could do it. I really don't. Like, every day, don't y'all feel like every day you're just like, dang, like, is this really it? Is this what they was talking about in Revelations? Like, is it coming right now? Like, is it happening? And I'm just like, you know, I read it, I'm just like, this ain't really nowhere near what they was talking about in Revelations. But like, I just feel like it's in the air. Something is in the air. My goodness, my goodness. But that is it for today's episode, guys. Don't forget to follow me at Mo Digga, as well as the Envision Fest page. Ooh, I said Envision Fest page. Sorry, y'all. That's a different clothes, different clothes. Make sure to follow me at Mo Digga, as well as the At A Convo With Mo page on Instagram. Make sure you guys share this. We're back and we're better next week. Lawrence and Lindsay will be back. So you know it's going to be tea, piping hot tea. But yeah, that's it. Love you guys. And yeah, we out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.